We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Old Chicago Pizza and Taproom, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority, Macy's, Happy Shopping, Guild Mortgage, Own What Matters, and by Locker 42, your source for Aggie apparel. Live from Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, here's the voice of the Aggies, Scott Girard.
Hey, welcome in. It's another edition of the Craig Smith Coaches Show. We're live here at Old Chicago. Busy show, a lot of games to recap with Coach, as the Aggies coming off a big W on the road against Fresno State. Also, earlier last week on the road against Colorado State, but it is the dog days of February, Coach, and all these games feel like they're 13-round fights coming down the stretch, and you guys just continue to handle themselves game after game after game and playing some really good basketball down the stretch here.
Hey, Scotty, how about all these Aggie fans here tonight?
It.
Yeah! A little shout out to the table way in the back over there. Look at all those guys.
I love it.
I think they were waving to you, Bean, and not me.
Look at that.
For sure. But look at Bean's shirt. Look at this thing. What does that say, Justin?
Nobody cares. Work,
yeah, nobody cares. Work harder. I don't know what that means, but we're going to roll with that thing. Bean! That's what that means. Bean, all right.
I love it.
Can I do that after Bean, like, gets one of those big rebounds? Just go like that? Or is it like this? Oh, like that. Okay. There we go. We got to make a shirt like that. Let's keep all these shirts coming. Free shirts on the Aggies. It always works.
You know what? It's just you feel the momentum really building here. We got a huge crowd here tonight. Everybody's fired up. Everybody's excited because this team just continues to find ways to win games down the stretch.
Even Sarah Landis even showed up tonight.
I know, right?
Oh, it must be a special night. But, you know, it was a great week. It's been fun the last couple weeks, and we want to keep this train rolling in the right direction. I thought our guys – really handled. I know it wasn't here last week, but the three games in 7 days well. Went into Colorado State and had a very difficult environment, and we knew that was going to be a very difficult game. Our guys really responded in a great way, played from in front that whole game. And then, you know, when you have three games in 7 days, and then on top of that, you have back-to-back road games,
yeah,
with the fourth game, it's difficult. And when you can string two and three wins together in a row, you really start climbing the charts, so to speak. And then when you can win back-to-back road games, you know, when we won at Colorado State, besides San Diego State, that was their only loss. So that was huge. And then Fresno is a team that has kind of been up and down a little bit, but they're very, very talented. And we were able to get up 22-9. Justin obviously was a big part of that. Hit a three right away off of a Kata rebound, gets a tip in, and then gets another big offensive rebound. And I think he scored again later. So it was fun to see. And I thought we finished that game in a very good fashion.
8 out of the first 10 points from Justin Bean. And now has developed himself into quite a three-point shooter, too.
Well, Justin is a very good three-point shooter. And, you know, the stats don't necessarily reflect that, although I think they do reflect that over the last, 5 to 7 games or so. And Justin's a very unselfish guy. We know about his rebounding prowess and how hard he works, but he's worked incredibly hard at his shot. We do threes in 2.5 minutes, which I've alluded to many times, and today you had 36, which is an excellent number. And so we feel very confident in Justin shooting those threes out there. Both of them, the one in the right corner was a wide-open rhythm shot, and then the one he had in transition was a step-in rhythm three as well. So we feel good about that game, but he's earned that, and he's put the time in, and very few people work as hard as this young man.
So let's talk a little bit about the overall momentum, you know, coming down the stretch. And you realize probably after that Boise State game, you've got to string together a lot of wins to get the seed you want going into the tournament, keep yourself in the at-large conversation. And this team seems to really respond, knowing that they're, you know, to a certain extent, their backs were against the wall, and they've really seemed to rise to the occasion.
Well, all you can do is control, you know, your attitude and your effort and your preparation and going out there and being your best every night. And every day in practice, we had an excellent practice today. And so, you know, I think it's easy to get caught up in all the peripheral stuff. And I know it's legit and it's real and every fan follows that. Like, I get all that. Quite frankly, as a coach, and I know this is crazy to say, but, like, I'm not even paying attention to any of it. Like, all we can do is be our best today, be our best tomorrow. Let's go out and earn victory on Wednesday and just keep methodically doing that over and over and over again, and all the other stuff will take care of itself.
True story. After the game, Coach and I are in a elevator going up, and I mentioned your Ken Pom numbers on Ken Pomeroy, and Coach is like, I don't even know where we were at. I don't know where we're at now. When you say that, that's legitimate. You really try to isolate and insulate yourself as much as possible.
Well, I think sometimes you can get caught up in all that stuff, and it really doesn't matter. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to have the banter. I'm sure our players do that, and I'm sure our fans do, and I know my family does. And my son Landon could tell you everything about everything, I think, and he starts talking. I just say, I don't want to hear it because I don't. Like, because it doesn't – I just want to lock in. How can we make Justin Bean better? How can we make our defensive scheme better? How can we make our offense better? Who's playing well right now? How can we help guys that are struggling a little bit? And let's just keep getting better on a day-to-day basis. And we had the talk after, you know, we were in that little bit of a swoon, and all we can control is our attitude and effort. How do we approach things? Let's get as healthy as we can, because there was that rough patch with that part of things, and control the controllables. And since that point, I think we've really, really done a good job. And we've really done a good job all year with it. I mean, November and December, we just found different ways to win against very good teams as well. And it takes a strong backbone and a strong spine to bounce back from some of the adversity that we felt, and we've done that. And now we just got to continue that momentum going forward.
The only reason I bring this up is you mentioned it on the postgame show, but you did have a couple guys that were under the weather, and you had to fight through a little bit of adversity in that game against Fresno State.
Yeah, we knew Alfonso Anderson was going to, you know, he did not practice on, what day? Today's Monday, right?
Yes.
So he did not practice on Thursday and Friday. And he did come with on the trip, but, you know, he didn't practice, wasn't even around. Sometimes guys won't practice, like when Bean had his ankle. There's a few days he doesn't practice, but he's able to maybe do, like, our walkthrough, or, like, he's an intelligent guy. He can still sit there and watch what he's supposed to do. Fonz was quarantined, just get out, like, because he was contagious at that point. He was not when he got on the plane. And so all that. So now... and honestly, Fonz has struggled a little bit when he's been sick, and he's been under the weather a few times this year. And then Sam missed a couple days, and then about we get to the gym an hour and a half before game time, and about an hour and 15 minutes before tip-off, Abel Porter, and I know people are eating here, so I won't get into the specifics of what he was doing in the restroom. And so now all of a sudden it's like, okay, you know, we got to figure this thing out.
So you didn't know about Abel until just about 90 minutes before tip.
Oh, no, there was no issues. He didn't say anything. And at about that time, that's when he told Carl, our athletic trainer, about his stomach. Carl comes in to me, and he just – at this point, we're just kind of numb to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's just been that kind of year where it's like, oh, this guy's got a back. Oh, this guy threw his shoulder out. Oh, this guy – and it's like, okay, you know, it's par for the course this year at this point. So you just got to deal with it. I thought different guys stepped up. Obviously, Sam played 40 minutes. Sean Bairstow was big time for us the other night and gave us huge minutes. And obviously, you know, Bean was really, really good as well. And Fonz only played 6 minutes, but in his time, I thought he did play well.
Yeah.
In that time. So, and then Diogo has been really playing at a high, high level here the last 5 or 6 games.
You know, that I wanted to talk about some of these individual guys like Sean Bairstow, who people I think have been watching and seeing his development. But you had a great lineup on the court near the end of the game with Sean and Justin. And
who's
and
Justin?
Diogo? Justin Bean here.
Oh, so, Bean. Okay, yeah. I just got to clarify.
Yeah, my bad. And where I thought it was really, I mean, there's a lot of length, and they were causing all kinds of fits defensively to Fresno down the stretch.
Well, you know, Bean's like the Tasmanian devil. Remember the old cartoon character?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's just spinning, whirlish derby everywhere. And then you got Nimi, who is obviously the defensive player of the year and just really protects the rim. He's an excellent screen and roll defender as well as a post defender. And Sam is a phenomenal perimeter defender, super intelligent, as is Diogo. And then Sean is really, and we said this in film today, he has improved so much on the defensive end of the floor and is really starting to understand how to use his length. And there were so many big plays in that game, but Sean, there was like a 50-50 ball. It looked like they were going to get it, and Sean kind of comes out of nowhere and gets his hand on it, and it just kind of trickles to their sideline, and we come up with it. Then there's a 50-50 ball where it's like a loose rebound, and it's way up there, and there's like two Fresno guys, and Sean just flies up there with two hands and kind of loses his footing and gets the foul called, and
yep.
He makes the front end, makes 1 out of 2 free throws. And then obviously in transition, I think didn't Diogo steal it? Like Bean kind of filled. Somebody beat somebody. Diogo or Justin fills to stop the ball, and now we got him pinned on the sideline, and the kid tries to throw kind of a over-the-shoulder pass, and Diogo reads it and snatches it up, and now it's like a 2 or a 3-on-1. Diogo pitches ahead to Sean for the dunk. And remember, he's the reigning dunk champion, right, Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, that bothers Bean. I love it. He's a competitive sucker now. And then a couple of plays later, we make a great pass to Sean, and he's able to kind of one-footed just step up and if you want to call that a dunk. It wasn't emphatic, but we'll take the
first
2 points
one was.
Either way. Yeah,
second,
first one certainly was.
Second one maybe not so much, but we'll say this. It was a huge performance, and as you mentioned, any wins on the road in the Mountain West Conference, you savor those, and you pick up your fourth conference victory on the road. You're 4-4 on the road and have won your last couple.
Yeah, and their record, I mean, obviously isn't great, but they had won 3 of the last 5, and they were a last-second shot away from winning at UNLV. So
yeah.
Now that's 4 out of 5. So they're playing their best basketball, and you know, they made their run. Our zone kind of bothered them a little bit. It bought us a little bit of time, but then I loved how we finished that game. Stopped them 6 out of last 8 possessions.
Wow.
And found a way to score on a multitude of occasions.
All right, Justin Bean is here. You will hear from him coming up next. We're live here at Old Chicago. Would love for you to come by and hang out with us. Also coming up in a couple segments, you get a chance to ask Coach and Justin whatever you'd like to ask them as well. It's all straight ahead. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for 2 start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food. Discount Tire scours the competition to be sure no one beats our deals. Online or in store, we can offer you the lowest price on tires guaranteed. Save on tires for all of your vehicles, plus wheels, shocks, and more. Come see us today, 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield, or online at webtires.net.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Welcome on back. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaches Show on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Scott Gerard hanging out with the head coach, Craig Smith. And now you get a chance to hear from the man himself who brought his own fan club tonight, Justin Bean, in the house.
This guy.
I love it. Everybody welcome Justin Bean to the show. My man.
Coach Smith's trying to do a bean with his hands. It looks more like a heart.
It's the season. Valentine's Day.
So I want to talk about, obviously, this season you're having. You came on strong at the end of last year, and now you've blossomed into the Mr. Double-Double and have really made a huge impact on this team. What's this year been like for you and what you've been able to offer up for this team?
Oh, it's been great. It's been incredible just to see – you know, at the beginning of the year where we were, had a lot of new guys, new faces to the program, just to see how they've really bought into the culture here at Utah State and just seeing them every day in practice, how hard they compete. Anytime a guy falls, you know, the first guy is running up to go get him, the whole team's there. And so I think just the camaraderie, we all get along super well. we have a lot of inside jokes. Just we have a lot of fun, you know, with how we play. And I think everyone just bought into who we are. And as a team, we played really well, obviously, these last few weeks. And so it's been great to see kind of that adjustment and just seeing how we handle adversity, you know, here as of recently. And so I'm just proud of how we've responded to every challenge we've been up against. And it's exciting just seeing how much potential we still have to see, you know, we can get better and so in a lot of areas. And so we're just excited to see where we go with that.
Coach, when you took over the job 2 years ago, When was the moment when you realized, like, oh, my goodness, this guy has a chance to be really, really good? Because, I'm, you know, you did some evaluation, but Justin had redshirted that year. And so when did you realize, wow, I got something special on my hands here?
Well, he made an impression in the summer for a multitude of reasons. But one, here's what really stood out. This guy is super, super determined. He's a very, very determined individual. He has incredibly high expectations. For himself, for his teammates, without like, but not, he's never demeaning, right? He's always uplifting. He uplifts everybody he's around. He always has a positive spin on everything. He's highly intelligent. And you should hear him sing, by the way. I asked him if he was going to bring his ukulele. I know. I asked him if he was going to bring it. He goes, only if you're going to sing. I'm like, no way. Like, everybody will run out the door. But he is. He's just so amazingly talented and in everything he does. And one thing that became really, really clear is, like, he really accepts coaching. And when you're critical of him or bring up areas to improve, he doesn't, like, whine or pout or hang his head. He just looks at it and like, yep. And then you rarely have to tell him again. And he's like a sponge that is just always craving knowledge and wants to learn. So when we first got him, though, he had some issues defensively, and so
a lot.
He did. And but generous. To his credit, like, it's just incredible how far he's come along that way, and he's got just an amazing motor, but he always wanted to learn and get better, and he looks you in the eye all the time, and yes, sir, you know, and just, and it got to be about, you know, November, he was playing the lead. I've told this story 1,000 times, but we had 11 guys playing. He was like number 11. And in November, we had no practice time. And in December, it was just like, man, this guy is like killing in practice every day. And thank goodness for my wife, because I'd go home every day and I'm like, why are we not playing Justin Bean? She goes, well, you're the moron. You're the head coach. It's your decision. And then finally, like mid-January, we started playing, and we just couldn't take him out of the lineup after that. And the rest is history.
How about you? When was the moment where you felt like, I really belong out here?
Yeah, I think obviously I've always trusted in our coaching staff and just the type of people that they are, not just as coaches, but they always want what's best for each player individually, whether it's academically or just socially. They're always, you know, looking out for us that way. And so I never doubted. I never questioned, you know, any of their methods or anything like that. It was always just, you know, looking at myself and my game and how I could improve. And so it was exciting for me to just to have little flares of one day I'd hit a three in practice, or I'd get a couple offensive rebounds, and we coach would make the guys run because he said that he couldn't give up that, a certain amount of offensive rebounds. And so I just had to keep, like, you know, just keep motivating myself in different areas. And after a while, I started to continue to gain the trust of my teammates and also the coaches. And so that's really what it came down to, is just making plays and just never being satisfied with where I was at. And I could have done that, you know, at a lot of different points in college. So
can I say one more thing? At the end of the day, when we met with our staff and my wife and all, and I'm just like, you know, and it's tough. Like you start taking this guy's minutes away and this guy, and he earned every bit of it. But it's like, Justin Bean is everything in my eyes what a Utah State basketball player is. He's an Aggie through and through, and that's the truth. It's like, and that was at the end of it when we met with our staff, and I told our staff, like, we're playing Justin Bean, like. He is everything that we believe in as a person, as a player. His teammates believe in him. His workout, his work ethic is phenomenal. He's dependable. You can trust him with your children. If he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. It's not, oh, my bad, I forgot. He's going to do it. And then he just treats everybody with respect. And then, of course, it took me a while to figure out, but every time he checked into the game, everybody went crazy. Like, man, we love this guy. And so, and then we got the front row of the herd over there. Yep, and it's like, there you go. So the proof's in the pudding. That's right. Go Aggies.
There we go.
You know, and I always say this when I'm on the road or you're talking to other play-by-play guys across the Mountain West, and I'll always say there'll be a point in a game where somebody's going to miss a shot, and out of nowhere, Bean's going to come up with an offensive rebound and a putback. And it's going to, you're not going to see it coming. He's going to come out of nowhere. And you're looking like, where, how did that just happen? And it happens every single solitary game, usually more than once, but at least once.
Usually, sometimes.
Five times last game.
Yeah. Where does that, that ability to rebound in traffic, is that something that you're coached up to? Is that something you're born with? Like, how do you acquire an ability like that?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, quite frankly, and I think it all just starts with, obviously, effort. It's an attitude. It's a mindset. But I think first and foremost, like, I've had to work a lot on just, you know, improving my athleticism. That was the first thing. When I first got off my mission, oh, man, like 2 years ago, I was like 220, 6'7". Now I'm like 210. Don't mean to, like, throw my weight out there. But, like, it is a huge
now
difference.
Now you're 210, 6'6"?
6'6". Yeah, you never know what they're listed at. But, it's been a huge adjustment for me just being able to – be more athletic and just using the summer as a time to just improve my, you know, my jumping ability, obviously, laterally being quick and just being able to keep up with the pace of the game. And so that was the biggest adjustment coming off my mission and ultimately why I decided to redshirt. And it was great for me because it just gave me a chance to build on that athleticism. But ultimately, it's really just a matter of, like, I want that ball more than you do. And so I just take that. I take a lot of pride into just knowing, you know, I'm going to get around that defender and just, obviously, I'm not a big guy. I don't try and just back people down or just move them out of the way. I just try and kind of swim around. A lot of the guys say I swim around or I finesse my way around. And so that's ultimately what it comes down to, is just finding that gap, looking at the ball, seeing where it's going to hit off, and just going and getting it. So,
Probably, I think, you know, you got a bunch of highlights. I was going back and I was looking at some other games throughout the year and kind of when I found out you were doing the show tonight. But the South Florida putback, is that the top of the list so far for you this year?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's definitely up there. But again, that one, Diogo and Brock were able to get hands on the ball. I happened to be in the right spot, right time. But I did. I was trying to get around my defender at that point and go get it. And so I was happy I did. But that's definitely probably one of the top three, you know, highlights of this season for sure for me.
That's Justin Bean. As we continue on, we're live here at Old Chicago getting you ready for the home stretch for Utah State, Wyoming coming up on Wednesday, and then a full week off, and then taking on San Jose State and then wrapping up at the Pit against New Mexico. But what's the grind of February like for a player? Because, I mean, these games, I mean, you just played two games on the road. You had a key stretch where you played three games in 6 days. How hard is it as a player to kind of work your way through that and make sure you're still playing at a high level?
It is difficult, no doubt about it. You can't really sugarcoat it as a player just of how strenuous the schedule can be at times, especially with school. I think the spring semester is definitely the hardest for players because it's conference, it's the emotions and the intensity of the game mentally are weighing on you. And then you have to still be able to keep up with your school and be on the road a lot more. And so it definitely requires a lot of discipline. But definitely, I think our coaches obviously do a great job of just staying on top of that, telling us, you know, reminding us, you know, take care of your bodies. It's really easy as a college athlete to just want to just go lay on the couch after practice, sit around, maybe go out and grab a burger from Wendy's or something. But you can't do that. You just have to just ultimately do it for your teammates and do it for yourself on taking care of yourself mentally and physically. And so it's been a grind, but we know what's at stake and we know where our priorities are at and ultimately what we're trying to do in winning a conference championship and go to the tournament. So that, it really just comes down to just knowing where your priorities are at and being selfless and just doing it for your teammates.
Coach, he sounds like a coach right there. That's pretty good stuff right
well,
there.
He's a smart guy, and I think Justin looks as good as he's been all year. Like, I mean, the other day in practice and obviously in the game, you know, how many minutes did you play the other night, Justin? It was 33. But he looks really springy. He looks really bouncy. You can tell he does do a good job of taking care of his body, and that's doing preventative stuff with Logan Ogden, our strength coach, and Carl Smith, our athletic trainer. That's getting in on his own. That's eating right. That's getting the proper rest and nutrition. It's all the above, and it's easy to see. You know, he values that. And it shows. Sometimes at this time of year, guys are really driven into the ground. We really try as a coaching staff to be intelligent and work our butts off as a team when we're in practice. But we don't need to be in there for 3 hours at this time of year either. So we want to be as sharp as we can be physically and as fresh as we can, while at the same time putting the work in and being as sharp as we can mentally. Because that's a big part of it, too, at this time of year. And one of my mentors used to always say more championships are won by overtraining than undertraining when it gets to this time of year. And I think there's a lot of truth in that if you know how to do it the right way.
But I got to imagine, though, that's got to be interesting as a coach to try to find that balance, because you want to keep guys fresh and healthy, but you also know, you know, you still have game plans to implement stuff like that to try to walk that line and making sure that you cover both sides of the fence there.
Yeah, you always got to talk to our guys, how do you feel? How do you, you know, and yeah. I never want them to whine, but how do you feel today, Justin? The other day in the game, I knew he was playing a lot of minutes. Mm-hmm. With him and Sam in particular, I probably asked Bean two or three times, yeah. How are you feeling? Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's never going to say, oh, I need one. but at the same time, you know, you can kind of – so he had a couple quick breathers both halves. They weren't very long, and he responds. And it is a fine line of you don't want to be soft on him, but at the same time, you got to be realistic as to what's going on that way.
You got two more years left. What part of your game do you really want to continue to work on and develop throughout your career at Utah State?
Great question. I think ultimately it's been fun just learning a lot from our seniors, our leaders, Sam and Diogo and Abel and Roche, just about their character and how hard they work. I think the biggest thing for me, first and foremost, like, Sam is always that guy who, you know, he's going to be guarding their best player, you know, night in, night out. And it's just what he does. It's what makes him so special, because he's able to then continue his play on offense and make the right play and just stay, you know, stay mentally, you know, strong there. So I think defending, just being able to play, you know, and be able to guard their best defender in the coming years. That's something I really want to do and take pride in. And also offensively, just being more of a threat. You know, it's been fun to see, you know, the scoring's gone up from last season, the rebounding and things like that. But I still know there are things I can do better. Just attacking the rim and obviously still working on my shot, being more of a threat there. And there's still a long journey ahead, but I'm really looking forward to expanding those assets of my game and just being more of a threat on offense.
From a guy who's coached a bit, how impressed are you with somebody that can average a double-double throughout a season?
That's incredibly hard to do, and that doesn't happen every day, that's for sure. And Justin has that, you know, it's interesting when we first got, and this is what really stood his, just his motor. And I was talking to Quinn Taylor last year. I'm like, how does Bean get all these rebounds in practice? And he goes, Coach, I just can't even describe him. Like, and Quinn is kind of like Mr. Fundamental.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, doesn't miss box outs. And I'm like, Quinn, would you box him out? Like, and so finally I'm like, Quinn, why can't you box that guy out? And he goes, you just can't get a square hit on him. Like, he's just so, like, kind of herky-jerky and slippery, and he just slides off you. And he goes, even like his post-defense, like, you try to post him up, and he goes, I got 30 pounds on him and maybe an inch or two, and I just can't get a square hit on him in the post. And he goes, I just can't explain it. But I think it's a lot of things. He's instinctive. He's quick twitch. His two-footed pop is incredible. Like, he gets off the floor so quick. Like, Charles Barkley was like that. He just got off the floor so quick, and that's what Bean does. And then coach can't teach that, and it is instinctive. Like, he sees where the ball is. He understands it's short, long, and he just understands trajectory and into it. And so that's really cool to see. But what was the question?
How impressed are you with the double-double?
Oh, the double-double, yeah. So the rebounding thing, like, you know, about 8 or 9 years ago, I met the GM of the Denver Nuggets at the time. And I was at practice. And I didn't even know it was the GM. Like, I'm just sitting in practice. I'm writing everything down. This guy's just talking to me for 2 hours straight. I don't even know who he is. I go back the next day, and he sees me coming. He sits by me. In about an hour into practice, he goes, hey, by the way, I'm Mark Workington. I'm the GM of the Nuggets. And I'm like, that tells you how smart I am. I talked to the dude for two hours. Didn't know who he was. The next hour, like, and so I just said, hey, what do you look for? Like, you know, the one thing he said, he goes, a huge thing for us with guys is rebounding. And he goes, rebounding translates. So, like if you rebound in college, you'll rebound in the NBA. And that's something that obviously he does at an elite, elite level. And you can't tell me, maybe last year he snuck up on some people. He ain't sneaking up on anybody this year. And he's still able to, you know, do what he's doing right now. And by the way, he's playing with another pretty good rebounder, you know, in Nimi. So it's super impressive what he does. He's just relentless with his effort. And Justin's right. He's only scratching the surface of what he's going to be able to do in terms of the scoring piece.
Take a break. Come back. If you got questions for Coach, you got questions for Justin, we'd love to hear from you. Coming up next as we continue on with the Craig Smith Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room in Logan is your place for the best local and regional craft beers and taproom fare. Hungry for pizza? Choose from Old Chicago's Chicago Thick Crust and our Made Fresh Daily Ale Dough Pizzas, all with your favorite toppings. Old Chicago has lots of great options, including handcrafted burgers and fresh salads. Old Chicago has 40 beers on tap, rotating handles, and over 90 craft beers on the menu. OC is the best place for all of your pre- and post-game celebrations. Old Chicago, located across from USU campus, serious craft brews, seriously good food.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Online at LHMauto.com.
Need tires but are short on cash? No problem. Come see your friends at Discount Tire. We offer lots of financing options. We have layaway or take advantage of 6 months no interest, AOC. But wait, do you have no credit or bad? Well, we can still help get you up to $3,000 on Snap Finance, no credit needed. 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield. Or visit us online at webtires.net.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 30% federal tax incentive, so it is now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Welcome on back. It's the Craig Smith Coaches Show. Justin Beans, kind enough to hang out with us. All right, it's time for me just to be quiet and let you guys ask questions. If you want to ask a question for Coach, for Justin, we'd love to hear from you. Just raise your hand, and Ajay will run the wireless mic out to you, and we'd love to hear from you. We did get a question during the break, though, that I thought was interesting about how guys on the bench, you know, because you always see, you know, somebody shoots a three and the whole bench stands up. You know, how much do you guys sometimes, especially when you're on the road and you know you're at Colorado State and everybody's coming at you and everybody's hollering and yelling at you, how much momentum do you take from the guys on the bench and their influence to try to pick you up?
Well, I know for me, I mean, those are huge plays, and that's something, you know, Coach Smith says before every game, you know, we're all locked in, all of us, you know, every guy, whether you're on the bench, like be a team player, and those are types of things that when we're on the defensive end and guys are on the bench just talking and talking plays out, talking screens out, it really does help, like, when you're out on the floor. And so that's one thing. And the celebrations, I mean, there have been times where we point them out in film, you know, like, oh, look at Roche over here, you know, jumping up and down, or Kuba. You know, we have some pretty funny celebrations. So I'd be interested to see if we have, like, a collection of just bloopers.
A mixtape of celebrations.
Mixtape of just goofy celebrations, because we have some goofy ones, I will say that. But, but yeah, so Mama Nancy, great question.
Love it. Love it. All right, we got a question over here. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Coach.
Hey!
Congratulations on 200 wins.
Oh.
But here's the real question.
All right.
Do the refs get mad at you? Do the refs get mad at you when you're out of the box?
I'm never out of the box. I don't know what you're talking about. That is a great question. Obviously, they do, because I've been teed up a couple times here in the last month. But you know what? They got a tough job to do. And, I mean, those are high-level athletes, and they're going fast. And but I'm not going to say anything unless I feel like I'm right, you know, and my wife can attest to that. So you know what? There's a lot of emotion that goes in the game, and I always want to be a good sport about things, and we want our guys to not – we tell our guys – early in the season in practice, you got three choices every day. You can play, you can coach, or you can officiate. And you only get to choose one. So what are you going to be? And we go around to every player. And they all pick playing. So, you know, you don't need to worry about the coaching piece. Like, we'll handle that and our staff will. And you don't need to worry about officiating, because it's hard enough to win in Division I basketball. So don't worry about the refs. I'll handle that. And so just go play your tail off and be the best that you can be.
It's a great
question.
Answer
the question? That's an awesome question.
Appreciate that.
And thank you for the kind words.
You and I talked a little bit on the post game, though, but getting to 200 wins, that means you've had some good players, you've had some good staff, you've been in.
That means you're getting old. That's what that means.
Oh,
I
mean, no.
Not you. That means I'm getting old.
No.
I was coaching when I had hair to start with, Scotty.
Yeah, I did. I was doing
it's probably like you when you were doing
radio. Yeah, exactly. No doubt. We got another question going up here all the way in the back. Go ahead as soon as you get that mic.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Let's see how the range of that mic is these days. Nope, no question.
Oh,
all right,
no question.
Never mind. I did, you know, back to officiating a little bit, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but you had the Boise State game where a lot of calls were being made, and then you had the Colorado State game where I think Dave Hall may have forgot his whistle for that game. But I mean, it was both sides. He was just letting them go, you know. And how hard is it to adjust from one style and then the next game play almost felt like a completely different style of officiating?
Yeah, you know, hopefully you have your team built. I've always said, like, people say, what's your style of play? And I've always said our style of play is the winning style. And so, you know, you think back to the conference tournament last year. And I think we scored 90 points the first game against New Mexico. We had 25 turnovers. But it was high end. The second game, I think we won 90-55 against Fresno. And then the title game, we won 64-57. So you have to be able to, and when you go on the road, usually you're not going to get as many calls, and it's more, you feel like it's more physical. And so you just got to have a team built to win in every which way. Up and down, slow down grinder. Maybe you're playing a team that's electric up and down, and we got to slow it down a little bit. Or the other way around, a team that wants to slow it down, we got to pick up the pace. So maybe you got to press a little bit more than you normally do, or maybe you got to throw a zone. And it's the same with officiating. So You as a player, you have to adapt. As a coach, you have to adapt. What are they calling? What are they not calling? The hardest part is when you feel like this is being called by one guy and the other two guys aren't calling it at all.
Yeah.
So now it's like flip of the coin. Oh, this guy's under the basket, so we might get a call. This guy's away from the basket, probably going to let him play more. And the beauty now of being in the league for almost 2 years, every game, we chart the officials, good call, bad call, how do they call the game. So we do a scouting report on each official every game as well, and we compile a – and so we knew going into the Colorado State game, two of those three guys, we've had plenty, and we know those two guys, let them play. So we tell our guys, hey, it's a man's game tonight. It's going to be physical. It's going to be rugged. You're going to be able to play. Or this guy likes to blow his whistle. You know, you just got to be cognizant of it. And so we don't try to get in their heads too much that way. But I will bring up to the guys, tonight they're going to let you play. You got to go be a player and play through things tonight.
That's fascinating. All right, we do have a question. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is for Justin and Coach Smith. What's your favorite gas station snack?
This is what do they say on Twitter? This is what we're here for.
Yeah, this is the
content. This is what I'm talking about.
This is the content we're here for.
Gritty, baby.
All right.
My man.
All right, I'll go first. Well, hopefully our trainer's not listening to this, or Coach O for that matter, but my comfort food at gas stations is the Chester's hot fries. So I love spicy food. I think that's a pretty good go-to. Yeah, Coach likes it too, I guess. And then you got to go with the Snapple though on the side. You'll get a dry mouth. So I like the apple Snapple. Not meaning to rhyme, but yeah, those are my go-tos, man. That's a good combo. Best duo in the league.
And I would say the older I've gotten, I love coffee. I'm addicted to it. My whole goal in life is to get Justin Bean and Brock Miller on their graduation day to have a cup of coffee with me. So every time I see them, I'm like, hey, you want a drink? And, I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. But I will say this. Being on the road a lot, traveling and recruiting and all that, I had a lot of all-nighters driving back in the NAI days and all that. So my go-to is corn nuts. I love corn nuts. And a Mountain Dew. That's a good combo. You got a little sweet and salt.
Ranch or any particular favorite?
No,
corn nuts is just original.
No, it's like original. You drink coffee, you just have it black. Why would you ruin it? If you're going to have corn nuts, just get the original. Like, why would you ruin it with ranch or
barbecue?
Yeah. Like, that's disgusting. But I mean, just the straight corn nuts, it's amazing. And the dentist loves it, too.
Yeah. You're going to chip a tooth on
some
those.
People are looking at you like you're nuts. So.
I know. What's new? Welcome to my life.
Got another question in the back. Go ahead.
That was a great question.
That was a great question.
We used to have hair like that guy.
I know.
What's his name again, Bean?
Gabe.
Gabe.
It's Gabe.
Gabe.
Three claps for Gabe.
Appreciate that hair, man. Go ahead.
This question is for Justin. Justin, I've met you. I've met some of your family members. I know you're a big basketball family.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
I think almost all of your siblings could have played college basketball. So what led you to play? What was your drive for that decision?
Wow. Uncle Brent, thank you for that. That's my uncle, everybody.
Hey, Uncle Brent!
Uncle Brent.
I love Uncle Brent.
If you've seen my dad before, they're basically twins. So if you see him, just don't get them mixed up. But
I did think for a second that was Gordon in the back there.
Yep, right? Yep. From Rexburg, Idaho. That's my family over there. So, yeah, that's a good question. Like you said, none of my siblings played in college, and that was, you know, I felt like they definitely could have if they wanted to. They were good enough. Same with my little sister. She's up at BYU Idaho right now, but she had some offers, and ultimately for me, I started to kind of get a taste of reality once I hit sophomore year. Some coaches started to reach out to me, and it became, you know, a grind and something that I really wanted to do. So that was kind of around my sophomore year, and so ultimately, at that point, I made up my mind. I wrote down on a piece of paper, you know, you will play Division I basketball, and so that's what I wanted and didn't want to settle for anything less. Ultimately, I walked on here, and it was the best decision ever for me. But I think my dad playing in the NCAA tournament, he's had a huge influence on me just in basketball. He and my mom would get up in the mornings before work and rebound for me at the church gym. And so I think just that character, that culture that they, I guess, instilled in me really helped me to know what I wanted to do, and that was to play basketball. And I'm glad it was here at Utah State.
So
go Aggies.
So does your great answer, by the way. Does your dad give you tips after a game, or does he just try to – Does he stay away from that, or does he still get involved in the X's and O's?
I know. Absolutely. He's told him not to stop fouling a couple times.
He has, no doubt about it. Yep, he has. He's told me a lot of good things, just on my game, just different things. But, you know, he's great. He's definitely more than just a coach to me, and I really look up to him a lot. So, and my mom, too. She gives me a lot of good advice on a lot of stuff. So she knows the game really well. She's seen it a lot.
All right, we'll take our final break, come back, and wrap this thing up, get you ready for Wyoming coming up in just two nights from now. It's all straight ahead. You're listening to the Craig Smith Coaching Show from Learfield IMG College.
Blue Square Restaurants has all your favorite food options in one convenient location. Stop by and choose from a variety of eateries, including Bull's Head Grill, Morty's Cafe, and Aggie Chocolate Factory. The surplus of seating options allows you to relax on your own or get together with all of your friends. Blue Square Restaurants is located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. See you there. Go Aggies!
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
Celebrate winter in Logan, where we do winter right. Bundle up and take a sleigh ride through a herd of 600 elk. We're home to Beaver Mountain and Cherry Peak ski resorts, where you can ski, board, or even go tubing. Need some extra adrenaline? Rent snowmobiles at Beaver Creek Lodge. Don't forget Aggie basketball, live theater performances, and way more activities than I can mention in this ad. Hotel packages with dinner for two start at around $85. Check it out at explorelogan.com/winter. That's explorelogan.com/winter.
You
you know for the lowest prices guaranteed, come to Discount Tire and Automotive. But did you know we also offer many other services, such as oil changes, emissions, alignments, car maintenance, and much, much more. Make your tire and service reservations online anytime at webtires.net or see us at 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the show here on the Craig Smith Coaches Show. Big one coming up is Utah State will take on Wyoming. And then you've got a 6 days off after that game. And I got to imagine at this point in the season, that's going to be a welcome sight.
Yeah, they're all big. I mean, I know coaches cliche, every game matters, and they do. The last 2 years, every game we've played has been a meaningful game because you get to this time of year where everyone's talking about March Madness and the bubble and all this and that, and bad losses are hard to overcome. Like they, yeah. they just are. And so, you know, we don't have the luxury like the BCS leagues, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Pac-12, where every other game or every third game you're playing a quad one team. We have an opportunity to gain those things. So so every game truly does matter. And then the more you win, then it's even more magnified, right?
Yeah.
Because now you've earned your right to be in that position to be talked about in that regard. So Wyoming coming in, obviously, we just played them 3 weeks ago. So it's not that long ago. We're very familiar. Today, I told you earlier, we had a fantastic practice. Our guys were locked in and all over the place, and I thought really did a good job defending their stuff. But at the same time, they're playing much better now than they were 3 weeks ago. They beat San Jose. They were up 19 with about 14 minutes to go against Colorado State. And then they were up 8 with 2 minutes to go. And obviously, they didn't win that game. But they were in a position to take care of business against a very good Colorado State team. So the Maldonado kid is a very good player. Hunter Maldonado, we held him to 14 last time. Kwani Marble is why I think they're really playing better. He wasn't playing a lot going into our game, played very well against us, had 14, and then they inserted him in the starting lineup after that, and he's played very, very well. All you Cache Valley people know Jake Hendricks, played at Skyview High School. He's a guy that can really get it going, shooting the ball, and he's a guy where he makes one basket, like two and three are coming very, very quickly. And so he's a big key to the game, doing our best to take him away. And we did a Sam guard to him most of the night, did a very, very good job down at their place. So I know our guys are excited to play at home. It feels like we haven't been at home for a long time. And certainly there's just a different level of enthusiasm and spirit and atmosphere and confidence,
yeah.
Certainly playing at home.
Well, and there's only two more times to see this team in action in the Spectrum. Obviously, this game against Wyoming and then next week against San Jose State. And then that's it. You know, a chance to see Diogo Brito and Abel Porter and Sam Merrill and Roche in the Spectrum. Those are limited moments, and you need to take advantage of them and go to UtahStateAggies.com and get those tickets.
Yeah, and certainly it is centered around those seniors, and it should be. Those guys are a special group of young men, and obviously, you know, Sam is a legendary guy when you look at the history of of Aggie basketball and all of Aggie sports, quite frankly. And then more than that, too, it's, you know, last two times to be able to see this team play at home, and it's a special group of young men. It's a great group to be around, and hopefully it's a group that you guys are excited to support, and hopefully we can pack the place the next two home games this Wednesday against Wyoming, and I think it's next Tuesday against San Jose State.
Yep, and then wrapping it up against the Pitt, and then you got the conference tournament. Coach, it's the home stretch.
It's that time, baby. We've got to finish with a flourish, baby.
I love it. Love it.
Hey, big thanks to everybody who helped us out on tonight. Everybody who came out tonight, give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah,
great
awesome
atmosphere
crowd
here tonight here at Old Chicago. Big thanks to Justin Bean for hanging out with us. For Coach Craig Smith, I'm Scott Girard. Remember, game coming up on Wednesday, 7 o'clock, tip-off, 6:30 pregame show. You'll hear it all right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Go Aggies!
Utah's premier choice for advanced laser vision correction and refractive surgery is right in your backyard. Monson Vision, formerly Logan Eye Institute. With leading eye surgeon Dr. Brian Monson, laser vision correction has never been easier to obtain. So why wait? Call 787-7200 to schedule your free LASIK evaluation. Because with Monson Vision, your best is closer than you think.
This has been the Aggie Coaches Show with Coach Craig Smith, brought to you by Ford. Go further. H&R Block. Block has your back. New York Life. Be good at life. And by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room, Cache Valley's Pizza and Craft Beer Authority. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.